Don't worry, we have your full election results coverage coming up. Where else would you be? Where else would you be for election coverage than right here? Right? Okay, right? There you go. Yeah, right there. I told Chris Dim, we have a new mayor here, and she's a friend.
Friend?
Now she is to you.
She's a friend.
I see how the wheels are turning.
Yeah, I see how this works.
She helped me get some noise barriers at my pickleball courts. City owned.
Now she's a friend. Now that she's been elected.
So I'll tell you the savvy. I didn't want to say which way, going into the election, but here locally we have a new mayor, and I'm not going to tell you how I voted. Or if I voted.
That's, yeah.
Okay. But I just decided to email the new mayor and say, congratulations, Mrs. Mayor. You now have an ally here in the...
Together we can do incredible things.
Broadcast community. That's right. So just let it be known, Biggie. The next 4 years are going to be very, very good. Okay. Just let that be known.
For whom?
For us. At City Hall.
We've got friends in high places all of a sudden.
Okay.
The mayor and I are...
If your son needs a job, per se, where he doesn't really have to show up for work...
That's right.
We know where to send him.
Pretty close with the new mayor. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, the problem for me is I don't live in this town anymore.
You're not a local.
Yeah.
You need to move back. Now, we got right there. We've got you talk about the leader, the leading political party, the leader in politics in our town. And I got her right under my thumb. Right here.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
When I screamed to the heavens that I needed a noise barrier over the pickleball court, a year later, there they were. She emailed me and said, you're welcome. And she was on city council then, but now she's
elevated.
Lead dog right there in charge. So I went ahead and sent her a quick email this morning just to say.
I've seen a lot of shows involving mayors and favors.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's not really how it works.
That will be a real possibility for us. Also, before we get to election coverage, we were just talking about it. A friend here of the program who works here yesterday had to go home not feeling well. And I was just telling, I won't say who it was, but you know how I always want to come in even when I'm sick.
Oh, yes.
You think sickness is weakness.
Right.
Yeah. You think it'll give you some kind of badge of honor or something amongst your peers.
And don't forget the other side of that coin, Big, is if you miss a day because you are sick, you are perceived as weak.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, you are less than human.
I always.
You're not a good person. You're not a quality person.
Well, that's for the, who knows really what's quality, what's not. But I do perceive.
I know how you feel.
Illness is weakness. So always perceive that. But yesterday I got an email from a dear friend, and he said, I feel awful. I think I'm going to have to go home. He goes, I feel like I'm going to throw up at any second. I mean, that was the email I got. And the
you got to go.
Oh, yeah. And the first thing I thought was, why are you telling me this? You know,
you're not a supervisor of anything.
No, I have no power.
He was looking for comfort.
I guess that's right.
In the wrong place.
I deleted it. But I thought, okay, well, he's going home. So I went upstairs for our weekly meeting that I have. All full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah, going to set things right, and then you just sit in the corner and push a salad around a plate.
That's right. That's exactly what I did yesterday.
And judge everyone else who eats.
Yeah, that's right, because I consider eating cheesecake as weakness. So I watched and judged everyone, as I always do, for about 20 minutes. And then on the way down the stairs, right in front of me, there he is.
The sick guy?
The sick guy. He's leaving. He's got his briefcase.
Oh.
And he turns, and he's an inch from my face. He goes, God,
I just shite my jeans. What? I'm covered in poop. What?
Do you have one of your dirty towels?
What?
Do you have anything your dog threw up that I can sit on?
Because I'm going to ruin the interior of my car.
Our prize closet is devoid of t-shirts. Yeah.
He's an inch from me. And then I thought, oh my God.
I shouldn't be here.
This is what I get for perceiving sickness as weakness. He's an inch from me. Go, it's coming out both ends.
I was on the commode and I had to make a Sophie's choice. Which do I prioritize?
Oh my God.
And walk behind me so no one can tell. I'm covered in poo.
Light a match. They're fire. Light a match.
I mean, it's terrible. It's absolutely awful. So I'm chatting. You know, I'm just like, well, you go on home.
Take care of yourself,
I guess. Take care of yourself and all of this. You know, trying to be compassionate, but the whole time I'm thinking, I can't. I had to hold my breath. I'm just shooing the breeze away from you. You know how you do it.
This is definitely contagious. What?
There's no doubt it's contagious. Oh, my God. I feel awful. I got the Montezuma's revenge. This is terrible. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know if he's coming in today or not. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
But that chicken was definitely raw. I questioned it, but it was.
I think he had tummy issues last week.
That's right.
Are you back to normal, quote unquote?
I'll tell you, it took, yeah, sort of. I mean, it took till probably Monday for things to even out.
Is it going around? Is there something going around?
It could be. I mean, I felt pretty bad all weekend.
What's happening here? Better not
and
be
it's
going
one
around.
Of those where I understand what he's saying, where it you're fine,
mm-hmm.
and then 1 minute later, you're like, you feel that hot buildup in your mid-range, and you're like, I am in trouble.
Mm. Please. I got an ear full of it yesterday. He's and a face full of it. He's like, ah, God, I hope you don't get it. Boy, me too. So anyway, he left. Speaking of the election, now, if you don't know, if you're just waking up to this, that guy Mamdani won in New York. He's the mayor in New York, and they called it 35 minutes after the polls closed, so it must not have been that close. I think everybody thought he was going to win.
Well, it was a three-way race. I think he had, what, 51% of the vote, but I think he was 8% ahead of number two, Cuomo.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any total for Sliwa, who was the third.
Yeah,
candidate.
He didn't. Cuomo came in second, pretty, I think, four. It was like 53, 41, something like that.
Boy, that's a pretty big win. As Chris Jim said, just barely over 50% of the vote, but.
Three-person race.
Yeah. Three-person race. I wonder if the Republican had gotten out if Cuomo would have had a better shot. I mean, Mondami is a socialist, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people were saying toward the end, to Sliwa, get out, mm-hmm. you know, give Cuomo mm-hmm. a chance.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the people getting behind Cuomo either.
Well, he was, you know.
He was quote-unquote damaged goods
yeah.
going in.
6 months ago, it looked like, well, maybe. But then this guy, Mondami, he's got a, he's charismatic. I mean, he's a socialist. He's a socialist. But he talks a good game.
And so were you deep down sometimes?
I'm not. I
Well, he's young and hip.
Yeah. He's all those
things.
You know,
Saturday night, he was out campaigning at like 2 or 3 in the morning at nightclubs.
That's right. Oh.
I mean, seriously, they had him at 2 in the morning at some New York City nightclub on stage saying, get out and vote.
Do you know how things sometimes just like hit me out of the blue? Like,
yes.
Great. It's just like, I see the future. And I'm just like, okay, this just hit me.
Okay.
I believe this man will one day be the president of the United States of America.
Zoran Mamdani.
Zoran Mamdani will one day be the president of the United States of
How
America.
How strongly do you feel about this?
100%. It just hit me, you know?
What if I told you that Mr. Mamdani, the mayor-elect, was born in Uganda?
That would be news to me. That would be something I did not know.
Which would disqualify him.
Which means I might have to reverse my position on this. It's possible.
I'm glad you didn't put it in writing.
It's possible I could reverse
or tattoo it on your arm.
Still give him a good shot. I feel like this guy is charismatic.
You can stop yelling at your radio.
Okay. It can't happen.
It cannot happen.
Well, look, and I know what you're thinking. You know, charisma, it's a big city. Mm. He's got some national traction. People know his name because people follow New York.
Just
Because of by nature of the city. But how many New York City mayors have resigned in disgrace?
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Oh, all of them.
Well, they don't resign, but they leave office, usually damaged goods.
I did enjoy that the current mayor, Adams, that's under indictment and everything, he still got like 0.03% of the vote. Like, okay.
All right, I'll give it to him. That's probably a better, safer prediction that he will leave in disgrace from the mayor's office in New York. This goes down with my other predictions. Elizabeth Warren. Hear me clearly. I think Elizabeth Warren will be the next president of the United States. Now, that was a few years ago.
Yeah. What does this tell you about your visions?
It must be a cloud. I don't know what happens. Because they hit me out of like a thunderbolt this morning.
Yeah.
Bam.
Mamdani.
Yeah. Mamdani will be a president at some point. He's young. He's running. He's going to win. Well, just a year ago. In fact, a year ago today.
You put money on Mrs. Clinton?
Ooh. Oh, man.
Well, I'd put money on Mrs. Clinton 8 years ago.
You did not put money on Mrs. Harris.
I blocked all predictions until the day of. This was 1 year ago today, and as our program was winding down in the power hour, Biggie challenged me.
Make the very last thing you say today your prediction. Just say the name as we sign off.
Kamala Harris, easily.
Woo!
Okay, twice. You got me twice.
That woo is what lives on.
Woo! I'm seeing a clear path for Mama Donnie. I'm seeing
woo.
Uganda notwithstanding, I see a clear path for Mamdani, the socialist, to win the presidency at some point. He says that he is going to, his platform includes a freeze on all rent hikes, free bus service for all New Yorkers, fully funded daycare for any child five or under in New York, city-owned grocery stores that will sell groceries at a reduced price, and turbocharging the minimum wage until it ultimately reaches $30 an hour in New York. How to pay for it? He will raise taxes on the rich, going up 2% on any New Yorker earning $1 million a year or more, and the top corporate tax rate would go from 7% to 11.5%.
Can a mayor do that, or does he need the
support of the city council? I would think he'd need support of the council, but it may be on his, it may be Democratic also. If he makes those sweeping changes, we'll just see how that works.
Well, if you were a multi-millionaire in New York, would you leave today?
Well, they say a lot of them are going to leave, you know, but I think that's just talk, honestly.
Yeah. Or, I mean, would you sell your apartment in the city and
if I was a multi
move to Connecticut?
Yeah.
No, if I was a multi-millionaire and I liked my apartment in the city, and I was going to pay 2% more taxes, I would just pay 2% more taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really have, you know, if I'm Oprah and have a New York apartment or have $200 million, I mean, I know this is socialist, like, you know, doughhead thinking, but I would think like, yeah, I'll give 2% more, you know.
I think it's easy to say, but.
Well, yeah.
When I mean, you get
a lot of money.
Look how you are now.
I guard.
You pinch.
Yeah.
I pinch. I pinch up faster than that guy who was leaking both ends yesterday on the stairwell. But yeah, I feel like if I made, if I was worth a couple of $100 million and somebody said, we're raising your taxes 2%, I'd say, okay, go ahead. Don't you think? Or do you
move to Connecticut?
I guess most of them. I guess that's where most of them will be. So there's that. Also, is there anything else? Oh, this was political as well. There's now been, and this was on CNN, a cut of Speaker Mike Johnson. Every time he's asked about President Trump's policies, he has a great little game that he plays. He says, I don't know what you're talking about.
He watches less news than you.
Apparently, yeah.
And he's the Speaker of the House.
He's like the only guy that sees less of this than I do.
So if you think that you have to be up on current events to be elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, you don't.
You don't. Every time a reporter asks him a question, here's what he says.
I don't know anything about that. I didn't see the interview. You have to ask the president about that.
I don't know any of the details of that yet. I just heard about that literally. I was walking in.
I don't know the details about that. I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I don't know the latest developments. That's first I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what you're talking about with the children. I haven't seen that, so I'm not going to comment on it.
That's the way I'm going to start answering questions.
Yeah.
What do you think about this or that? I haven't seen anything about
it. I don't want to comment on it because I haven't seen it.
Well, that's the first I'm hearing of this.
I just heard it now walking into the room.
This is unbelievable.
You'll have to ask, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I don't talk to the president about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about that. That's the way I always feel about the person who's like the press secretary for the president. When they ask a question, if I were the press secretary, I'd say, well, ask him. I don't know what he's thinking. Well, you know, how am I supposed to know? Mm-hmm. That's what I'd always say about that.